This is 88.5 UFM. Powered by Ultima.
Ainda vou te parrosa.
Yes, indeed. Wicked DJ TJ on the mix.
DJ TJ with your mouth. His mouth used to touch table.
Yeah, but this console is my table. I'm not turning it, but I'm moving it up. You understand?
It's good. It's good to start with dreams and then they become reality.
Wow.
4 minutes past 7 o'clock in the beautiful city of Lagos. It's a Thursday. It's the 11th day in February 2021. And this right here is the Touchdown Lagos Drive Time Show on 88.5 at UFL.
Yes.
All right, now, if you check your timepiece, as I said, it's 5 minutes past seven this Thursday, which means
it is time for The Gap.
And to put what?
Third Mainland Bridge on The Gap.
You've been waiting all week to do that. So basically, The Gap is a generational type show where we look at content and conversations and look and compare between generations before and generations now. How did they do it back then? How are we doing it now? Which one is better? Which one is worse? Yeah, and all that good stuff.
Tell us about it.
All right, now, so very interactive as well. So once we lay out the topic, you can call in, send in your messages, and do your thing. All right, now, the topic tonight, wedding day celebrations.
Then and now.
All right, so which ones were more glamorous? Was it the ones back in the day or the ones they're doing now? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, have people sort of toned it down from what it was from before?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's what we want to find out. And it's the notion of women are more interested in wedding day celebrations than they are interested in marriages. Is that a new thing?
Or did it also exist then? Ooh, I'd like to know the answer to that question.
Yeah, that would be, you know, did our parents and parents also, like, have these...
Were they, like, super interested? Was it, like, a big deal for them? Like, especially the women.
Yeah. But for you, which one is more important?
What?
The wedding or the marriage?
The two.
Well, which one?
The two. No.
You're not even compromising.
I thought, this wedding gotta be...
But what if you could have one?
That speak between...
Yeah,
we will not do that in real life. Let's move on.
This should be interesting. All right, now, very interactive, as we said. Do call us or send in your messages. The numbers?
0700-123-885-885 or 01-280-2885.
All right, now, you can send a WhatsApp message.
Mm-hmm, to 0915-410-2885.
All right, now, it's The Gap, wedding day celebrations then and now.
What do you think? What happened then? What's happening now?
All right, so give us some context. Do you think weddings back there were more glamorous, more hyped up, or is it now that the pressure is...
even more. But then, wink, wink, we already know the answer to that question. Yeah,
but you'd be surprised. Somebody might give us some perspective we didn't think about.
Let's see.
All right, now, so call us. We'll do a little music, and when we come back, we'll jump right back into this conversation. All right, now, the amazing WizKid with a sweet one. Yeah, same with the song.
Perfect. I got it live.
All right, who's there?
It gone.
All right, then. All right, the conversation on The Gap continues, and we're talking about wedding day celebrations. Then
and now.
And now. All right, so do you think that it was more glamorous back in the day? Was there more pressure back in the day, or is it now?
That's the pressure is there. Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hi, good evening, bro.
Good evening. Okay, that's a sis.
I'm a sis. You not called me, bro.
I wasn't talking to you. I didn't follow a sit up.
How
did they follow you talk?
It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, calm down.
You think my hand is bad. I'll be off you all this thing. Don't talk again.
Calm down, bro.
You
know the funny thing? He's not calling me by my native name, like my family member.
Am I not a family member? This Spaggy, answer yourself.
Oh.
All right, Spaggy, where are you calling from this evening?
Yeah, good evening, bro. I'm calling from Ikwaja.
Ikwaja. All right, welcome, Spaggy. Go right ahead. Let's jump into this. Which ones? Right. Was it back in the day or is it now?
Personally, I would love back in the days.
Okay.
Because back in the days, they tend to touch tradition, deep tradition. They don't leave any stone untouched. The necessary prayers, the necessary rites have been taken. But you see, these days, we are just being pushed by peer pressure and doing things that are not necessary.
Mm.
People personally take, let's say, the ashebi, the groomsmen, the ladies, and all those stuff, more than what is meant to be done. In fact, most people don't even remember their traditional marriage or wedding has to hold. All they focus on is the reception entrance, the this, the that, you know. And again, these days it's more expensive, not for the bride or the groom, but for the friends. You see, a particular bride will be picking out clothes, so very expensive, not costly.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So, and it's not really a good one. Personally, it's not helping the economy. We need to put those money.
It's not helping the economy.
Well, actually, it is helping the economy because the people selling the material are making money.
Exactly.
Just in a full show.
But what
I'm trying to say, in essence, I love it back then. Back then, it's much more detailed.
Okay,
but
so,
now,
so you're a more traditional person.
Yeah,
all right, Spaggy, thank you so much for calling in.
All right. I don't even know which one we need to do.
All right, 0700-123-885-885 or 01-280-2885. The conversation continues. All right, I see what he means when he says, you know, back in the day it was much more, there was more attention paid to the cultural, traditional parts of it. Well, you know, everything evolves, I guess.
Exactly, but the part that also got me was where he was saying, you know, back then, nobody, it was not about, oh, what are you wearing, the Ashrebi and everything. Now you see Ashrebi of like 15K, 20K, and even more.
I've seen 100K.
Do you understand? And he said it's tasking on the friends.
Olivia's Ashrebi will probably like 150K.
Yeah, like seeing that she's like high maintenance.
The bridal train alone, 200K.
And a babe like that, it's really expensive. You can't just.
Olivia is like, even that one is even low, Abby. It's small.
Yeah, it's quite small. Well, we get it.
All right, but TJ, what are you looking forward to? As in, are you going to do the simple? You know, let's just do the church thing and then the registry and then we go home. Or I can see you already looking at me like, huh?
Okay, no, let's just,
like, dude,
let me just give it out.
Hello.
So we're doing court.
Okay.
We're doing TM, that's a traditional marriage.
How to do sorting it? You don't have initials for it.
Okay. We're doing the white, that's in the church.
The white wedding.
Then we'll do reception, that's in the hall.
Okay.
Then after party, that's strictly on invitation, me. Because see that do, I will finish it. It's my day.
Okay, so we have the court.
Yeah.
You have the traditional wedding.
Mm-hmm.
You have the white wedding.
Yeah.
You have the reception.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the after party.
That's it. Because the girls gotta drop it low and shake their bums dangerously.
Oh my goodness.
Somebody's son is in trouble.
All right, now what do you think? What do you want? Ladies, call us. Let us know. All right, and the guys as well. Is this pressure to, you know, do all these great colorful events at your wedding, is it necessary? Or you know, is it something that we just evolved it into something beautiful? Maybe it was simpler before
and now
you
it
know
has bloomed.
You know, it's bloomed into this, but it's a bit, you know, costlier, but you know, fine things cost things.
Speaking of that,
right?
Well, how was your wedding? How was yours? Like, what was it like?
It was very simple. It was we did the Islamic one.
Okay.
And then we did like a regular one for everybody else. So, yeah.
Well, regular one for everyone. What's that? What did they call that one?
That's like a reception for everybody.
Oh, okay. For everybody.
Yeah,
well, wonderful.
Yeah.
That's quite. Because if it's me, you married. Money got to be spent from our accounts.
Why?
I don't know. I want to bedu that day. And it's something
else. We bedu that day.
It's not my business. This is how I want to do my own.
Okay. Enjoy. 0700-123-885-885 or 01-280-2885. It's the gap, all right, bridging those generational ideologies, as it were. All right, so we're talking about wedding day celebrations. Continue the conversation. Let's do a little music.
Yes, more music.
Have you ever heard about this guy called Tenno?
Techno. Oh God.
He's a musician.
Kirashi has come out of you.
I have focus. Let's take. Hello.
Hello, Steve Baba and our radio girlfriend.
Something.
this one that they've appropriated radio girlfriend to you like this. What's good?
Just nothing
that
we be here
with
the
children of Obalende. Oh, yeah, nah, nothing.
Obalende.
Don't bring Obalende matter come here. I like you with a beg.
This
morning,
nah, be like,
nah, God, I didn't say beg you.
All
right, so, bro, what's your take on this? You think weddings back in the day, you know, were more glamorous, or is it now? You know, what are the differences that you think you notice?
Spending, as our TJ is
talking.
Better you go fear. If you don't spend like TJ, you need to cut your budget before that deal.
See that? What do you mean? I have my money to spend, so I was also spending.
Okay.
No problem now. That's why you're bringing the money to the table. No problem.
Of course.
All right, so you believe now, nowadays it's all about the spending.
spending.
Which one do you prefer? If you could choose, you know, back in the day type wedding and now, which one would you prefer?
And keep in mind that this particular wedding, the weddings of these days are actually more interesting. So
no,
now
those ones were interesting as well. You were not there.
Yeah,
like I said,
it's
were
more
not
interesting.
Were you there?
Now we're going to spend almost $2 million. And under 1 month,
yeah,
small,
okay. You say 2 million is small. Show your hand, TJ. Somebody else here, Olivia, is saying two million. Okay,
like
that's just the dress.
Wait, see, man,
can't.
Okay, first finish you, but because now there we see our own money.
That's so.
Wedding, who we go so far?
Okay, that's true. You can see now, one hand rubs the other. That kind of thing. Mm. All right, man. Thank you for calling in and sharing your perspective. God bless you. RTJ.
Yeah, 2 million is quite
just
small.
Be saving now.
That's
start
it.
Saving. Even if it's for 500 naira every day.
That's it.
That's it. Don't follow Olivia. Mm.
What do you mean?
She has them lined up like this.
She's lined up.
Viscountess.
See, you're the
funny thing. More Viscountess.
I'm expensive too. That's why they are taking their time to reach here.
There's usually everything expensive and I don't have to spend.
All right now.
You get what I'm saying?
You will see.
Let's take this call right quick. Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening. How
are
you doing?
We're doing fine. How are you? TJ, calm down. Let me ask him first. Before we know that he's eligible. Hey, hello. What's your name, sir? Because TJ is, you know, she's all a flutter.
I was just paying attention.
Yeah. What's your name, sir?
Chooks.
Chooks. Okay. Chooks, where are you calling from?
Lucky.
Oh, God, choose. Now, wow, this way. Don't go and put it in microwave before you call us. All right, now, so what's your take on this?
This wedding thing, you know, if you look at it, whether you do big one or small one, the cocoa is...
Chooks, could you turn down the radio a little bit so we can hear you better? Thank you. All right, go ahead.
Down.
Yeah.
Okay, whether it's a big wedding or small wedding...
Yeah.
Yeah, the cocoa is you and your wife. You're married.
Well, yeah.
Good. Now, if you do big wedding, you spend all the millions.
Yes.
Yeah, why we call the thing Gary? I'm not a friend.
Hey, boy, you don't flex on them. You don't pepper them.
No,
they are daddies.
There are people
kind of
that actually spend that kind of money and they don't drink Gary. Like, they planned it well.
DJ, you're just being the first.
Now.
Wait,
no. Bro, now I break it down for you.
Yes,
oh, yeah. Oshie, break it down.
Auntie.
Yes, dear. Talk to me.
Mm.
See, this 15 million, 20 million wedding, if you spend that finish, at the end of the day, you are the one that will live with your husband or live with your wife.
Yes.
Not the people you spend it for, not the dependent thing.
Yes.
Do you understand? They will not stay there and live with you guys. You guys will. All the old expenses.
We understand. Where are you going with this? Go straight there. At the end.
See, just a small thing.
Yes.
Gather one or two people. Don't spend too much. It's not do or die after now.
It's do or die. Memories.
Exactly. The thing is that you're making a mistake thinking I'm doing this for other people. This is for me, sir.
Chooks, I'm just playing devil's advocate, so don't mind me.
Don't mind me because just do small things and invest wisely.
See, they say, yeah.
Be talking to West.
Yeah.
We don't spend that money.
All right, Chooks, thank you for calling in. TJ, you're just a mess. An absolute mess. All right, now, so what do you think? Keep the calls coming in and the messages. All right, let's go and listen to what you call his name, Tainu?
Tech.
Okay, all right, Hello, good evening. Hello?
Good evening.
Yes, sir, what's your name?
Yeah, I'm Chooks, calling from Ikorodu.
Oh, another Chooks. Okay, now. All right, hi, Chooks, how's it going?
Everything, they go fine.
Oh, yeah, now. So, Chooks, what's your take on this weddings before and now? Which one?
I cannot lie. You see, I prefer the olden days one.
Mm-hmm. Why?
See, nowadays, the expense is just too much.
Okay.
And again, I won't thank God say Corona can't do now.
Why?
No, so that he can do his wedding over Zoom. That's why.
so much expenses nowadays.
Oh, man. Okay, so when do you plan to get married?
I plan to get married, let's say, next year.
Next year. So what if your fiance now demands for
a loud wedding? Maybe she's like me.
If she demands for a loud wedding.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I will give it to her. I pray God provide.
Amen.
You see, that's it.
But you said that it sounded like there's a but coming.
If there is, drop it like it's hot.
We'll both sit down and discuss about it.
Mm. Yeah, but you agree to it, Abi, eventually. Because you know that we can never win. And that's again, I'm just telling you ahead of time. We never win. I've married Narcissus. He never win.
I'm telling you.
But thank you for calling in and sharing your perspective, though. All right, God bless you. All right, now, but TJ is having none of it.
None of it.
Absolutely none of it.
Mm-mm.
All right, now, it's still the gap. All right, we're still talking about wedding day celebrations now and then, and we're sharing your perspectives as well on the show. All right, 0700-123-885-885. This is a fiery topic.
Hello.
People are passionate about it.
I'm making it fiery. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
My name is Lola, and I'm calling from Maryland.
Hi, Lola. How you doing?
Very well, thank you.
I'm doing fantastic. All right, so Lola, you strike me as a simple wedding type of person, maybe four people at the beach.
It will shock you.
Eh?
Just wait.
Lola?
It will shock you.
It will shock you. So tell us, what kind of weddings do you prefer? The back of the day weddings that were a bit more traditional, calmer, or the shoulder?
TJ kind of weddings.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I think there's no reason for comparison with both. You see, in those days, the amount of money you spend on weddings, I would even say you spend more, you know, compared to now.
Really?
I mean, right now, you know, you can leverage on social media to do a lot of hype on your wedding. In fact, you can have a small wedding and, you know, put up beautiful pictures, and then you still have to call ovation and all those, you know, magazines to cover for you and all that.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, we lost you. Do try and call us back if you can. I was trying to figure
out. Yeah, where she was going with
I remember back in the day, I guess what she's trying to say is, you know, back in the day, you had to go call all the soft sell magazines. If you wanted to have the kind of glamorous
wedding you wanted, whatnot, that
you had to go pay them to come cover it or whatnot. But now you...
I still think now it's more expensive.
I think with the economy and whatnot, now is a bit more expensive.
Definitely.
To pull off, even with social media, to hype your wedding. Okay, so I want to bring in Olivia and Korede, so we can have
finalize.
A different perspectives. Mm. All right, I'm gonna start with the lady. Okay, all right, Olivia,
darling, milady.
What kind of wedding are you looking at?
Before we start,
okay,
a disclaimer.
Yes,
I don't know why TJ and Westy are always like Olivia is high maintenance. Olivia is, please, dear, don't drive my husband. This is 2021.
There's
my mother's already.
You can't drive someone that is already
big bias.
Yes, okay, all right, so, go ahead.
For weddings, I'm really big on the honeymoon. For me,
okay,
I don't really care about what happens during the celebration.
You don't want all that.
I love the dress. My dress has to be
popped. Okay.
But for that, definitely I will plan ahead. I'm not going to say that because I want a popping dress.
Then
I'm going to depend on the man. So
okay.
No, if I want something, I think I'm going to like save up for it and get the dress that I want. Then intimate weddings for me.
You like that kind of four people at the beach kind of type situation?
Four people.
400.
No, maybe like 100, 150. Oh,
wow. Yeah, he's already going.
Because 100, 150.
You're already doing big work. Who could do 400 in Bayern?
Why? Who do
I
know?
Reach 150.
How many people do I know?
You'll be shocked.
I'm not even looking at the amount of people. Brand. For me, it's not the amount of people, honestly.
Because weddings, I've seen some weddings where, you know, guests come, and because you didn't even plan it properly and you want to do it big, they don't even get food to eat.
Exactly.
You know, it's embarrassing.
Sir, the reason why rice also is the people that are cooking it, I'm telling you. There's always enough food.
No, but if you're like 50, it will go around several times.
I'd rather be able to eat two or three times at a wedding. I think that's even the fun of it. Give me small rice, you know, give me pounded yam again,
here,
that kind of thing. So, which one is that? This is the only thing they had. They not pack one woman that's
telling you
that has been in the
chops is extremely small.
It's so small.
You know?
So yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, intimate for you. Okay, Kuroi, what's your take?
For me, first of all, weddings should be about happiness.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing. It should be about what makes
it's
you happy.
It's being loved will make me happy.
Off your mic. Don't mind that. Continue, Daddy.
But nowadays, it's like planning for your wedding is like planning for a show. You understand? You have to bring your hype, man.
The venue. Yeah, you have your hair.
You understand? You have your IV. Have you seen some people's IVs? God. They sent
have IV. You seen TJ's IV in her head?
IV is iPhone 12.
Drone. They drop it with drone in your house. No, for me, actually, I something small. Not to be frugal, but even if I have all the money, when I have all the money.
Yes, okay, amen.
Something small. Something small. And people who matter to you.
Okay, what if she says, hell no.
It's her day.
It's her day, and she wants it big. And she even got the money. I ain't got the money. I don't know how you gonna it.
No, wait.
It's a scenario.
Okay, fine.
I ain't got the money. You love me, baby. You want me? This is what I want. And you love her.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about.
So now you can't speak English.
TJ, why are you doing like this? Why?
So would you? Bend?
Would you bend?
If I love her, I will.
If
I don't understand. For you to even get to the point of marriage, you must love her now.
Yes, I will. I will.
All right, for you to get to the point of marriage, I don't know about that. Yeah. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. All right. Okay, so TJ, it seems as if, you know, we have 2-1.
That's what
here on the table because I
know it's her choice. Some people actually want to boogie down on their wedding.
No, see, let me want to get something straight with you guys. I'm not saying that 500 people have to be there. Although a lot of people that I know, I would want at least a good amount to be there. I'm not talking about fancy invitation cards like drones and everything. No,
no horse and carriage to bring the invitation.
No. Well, there may be horse and carriage for me, Sha.
Wow, lovely.
But what I'm saying, it's more about me. What makes me happy in a wedding, particularly with like the dance, the things that would entertain me. You understand? Watching like other people dance. So it's literally for me, not even for the people that are coming there. I'm just feeding you guys and giving people.
But hey, boo boo, it's never about you because exactly. Your parents are like, we did this for other people. They must come and do for
it's
us.
It's your parents.
Day.
No, I don't see
everyone here doing
it's
the girls' day.
Like
it's
your
mother's day.
Let me tell you something.
Mother know me. I know how.
That's the day you are
going to
know your mother.
That's how you really know your mother.
No, coming from both of you that are not even married.
I've seen my cousin.
I'm confirming it for you. All right.
Trust me.
All right. Now, fantastic conversation on the gap this evening. Thank you, Corey Day, and thank you, Olivia.
You're welcome.
All right, and thank you for all the callers that called in, Lillian. What was his name that was talking about Chooks?
Yes, Chooks and Chooks.
Yeah, Chooks and Chooks. But the Chooks that was, you know, don't mind them. He was saying just TJ didn't like that. Well, thank you all for calling it. And TJ, you know what? Do your thing. And everybody out there, you know, whatever it is your wedding, whatever it is you want your wedding to look like, it's up to you and your partner, you know. So, yeah, it doesn't concern us. You know, if you drink Gary afterwards, it's your Gary.
It's you that plan it.
If you eat pizza afterwards, it's your pizza. You know, I mean?
Yes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we'll wrap it up now on The Gap, and we'll close The Gap. More great music coming your way, more great content. You're still hanging out with the West Side, the Best Side.
And TJ the Creator.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Don't do drugs. Do us. Do me. 88.5 UFM.